Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Back to Matheson Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, this following item is amazing. You know about the Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona. You know how crooked it is? Of course, he's a QAnon guy. He's already said it was a stolen election, looking for bamboo, holding it up to the light, infrared. Nobody's guarding the ballots, open boxes. It's all a fraud. It's against the law to have turned these ballots and these voting machines over to them. And that seemed to be very bad. And it is very bad. But here's something even worse. It turns out that that voter data, some of that voter data, and remember, this is largely Phoenix, Maricopa County, the Democratic vote margin that gave Joe Biden the state. They're not doing this in the conservative Trump areas of the state. They ship voter data to a mystery, quote, lab, end quote, in Montana by truck to be, quote, forensically audited, end quote. Shipped in a truck, and it went to Montana. And where to go in Montana? People did some good reverse engineering on it, and apparently it's an outfit called Cypher, capital C-Y, capital F-I-R, run by a guy named Ben Cotton. He is the CEO. He's out of Georgia, subsidiary of Cyber Technologies in Virginia. In Virginia, I said Georgia, I meant Virginia, subsidiary of Cyber Technologies in Virginia. And they traced it to a cabin in Montana. Big sign that said, quote, private property, end quote. Do not trespass. So they can't go on it because in Montana, they'll be arrested. Be a felony trespass. These are the Phoenix votes. Why are the Phoenix votes being trucked to an anonymous cabin in Montana to be, quote, forensically audited, end quote, by, quote, Cypher, C-Y-F-I-R? Who hired them to do that? Who said they could do that? What kind of security is there for these ballots, this information? This is against the law. I've told you this, and I'm going to tell it to you now straight again. It is against the law to turn over original ballots and voting machines to somebody outside of the certified people who are supposed to have them, which is the Secretary of State and the election commissioners, precisely because there's can be skullduggery, there can be alteration of ballots mysteriously lost. Why is Merrick Garland not prosecuting these people in Arizona and now in Georgia for doing this? Why is he not doing that? Why are they being trucked from Phoenix to Montana in a truck to an anonymous cabin run by a guy named Ben Cotton, Cypher CEO from Virginia, to be, quote, forensically audited, end quote? By whom? They got them up in Montana. They don't have them in Arizona. What about the Arizona Secretary of State? What about the Maricopa County Election Commissioners? If you went in and sued them and said, we want yet another recount. We've already had a couple. We want another. Okay. Stupid. Judge orders it. Okay. That isn't what happened. These ballots have been stolen and they're going to be manipulated and lost. They've got to be prosecuted under federal law. What good does it do to have a federal law that says you can't turn over ballots and voting machines to people and they do it and nothing happens to them? And then they come back and they say, Trump won. And then the rabble, the Trump cult, leap up and scream and start another insurrection. I'm getting real tired of this. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Dick of Madison.
Belated happy Father's Day. More proof that Ron Johnson is totally delusional. What in the world was he thinking, Matt, showing up at a June 17th rally and expecting a warm welcome, I'm sure. This guy is, what's next? Is he going to start showing up at the Fight for 15 type rallies and on and on and on? You know, it's not past him to show up after seeing this for just about everything he votes against and acting like he's for it. Yeah. He just, he amazes me on a daily basis. I don't quite follow it.
Right. Well, here's the deal. We have five candidates against him, and there's nothing at which he will show shame. Nothing. I mean, he will vote, not only vote, he puts a hold on the, on Juneteenth Day, just put a hold on it. One senator, they all think they're Roman senators from the 30 AD. They all think they're Julius Caesar or Cicero, sit around in togas, somebody feeding them grapes. And all they have to say is, I declare that this shouldn't go forward. One guy, one person, it holds up the whole Senate. They love the status. They're hacks, by and large, in the Republican caucus, hacks, except for Mitt Romney, they're hacks. They're absolutely hacks, many of them unemployable anywhere other than there. And they slide around, and these hacks say, well, we are of great stature. They're not of great stature. They're very low stature, very, very low stature. So this idiot holds it up. Finally, it occurs to him, hey, the other 99 senators don't agree with me. Even Moscow Mitch doesn't agree with me. And he says, all right, gets rid of the hold and goes to Juneteenth Day. He's booed, of course, but he's handled politely by the leaders of Juneteenth Day parade. And he makes a statement. Slavery was wrong. I swear that's what he said. Oh, no kidding. Slavery was wrong. Nazism was wrong. Every genocide in history was wrong. Oh, great. That took a lot of courage, you idiot. And this is what he did. The guy, he's got to be beaten. I mean, first of all, he's got to be beaten because we've got to keep at least 50 senators so Kamala Harris can come in on some things that don't, that avoid the filibuster. Secondly, we need more than 50 votes because Manchin's only a half a vote, maybe a quarter of a vote. Kyrsten Sinema, about half a vote. We need to screen them out. So we have 51 solid votes, even with them ducking on the filibuster to get rid of the filibuster for individual pieces of legislation. SB1, voting rights, no filibuster. That means getting a majority that's better than just Manchin and Sinema, that doesn't need Manchin and Sinema, number one. Number two, some things only need 51 votes. We have Kamala Harris, and if we can coax and tickle Manchin and Sinema into voting for something, like even a slimmed down infrastructure, great. We've got to beat Johnson, do you see? We've got to beat him. He's one of the most vulnerable senators in the Senate. We're also going to pick up Toomey's seat. But we have to face Raphael Warnock running in Georgia when they've taken hundreds of thousands of people off the voting rolls. Mark Kelly, astronaut, a hero in Arizona, is going to have a tough re-election fight because you have the Trump cult down there doing everything they can to interfere with the vote. So we have to hold on to a lot of our own seats, which can be seen as vulnerable, and we've got to pick up the low-hanging fruit. Ron Johnson and Pat Toomey's seat, who's retiring in Pennsylvania, are the low-hanging fruit. Very low-hanging fruit. You know, one of the things that highlights Joe Biden's facing with Russia, they now have 200 ships, warships in the Black Sea. The Black Sea is a sea that is roughly twice the size of the Great Lakes. Now think of 200 Russian warships in an area twice the size of the Great Lakes. You'd have a couple of them off the port of Milwaukee, a bunch of them off of Chicago. That is very unsettling. That is very unsettling. They have a disaster of an economy. They're trying to make up for it in prestige by doing this stuff. Biden has to handle this very carefully. He's already done a magnificent job handling it. But, you know, they wire, you know, Tavadish, I would like to come ashore. Our sales would like to date your women, and we'd like you to give us a lot of food. And, you know, if you're talking about Bucharest, you know, you're talking about Romania, you're talking about those vulnerable countries around the Black Sea, what do they say? The United States has to stand tall. And the fact is that we also have an American naval forces in the Black Sea, and we've got to keep them there and put the slight squeeze on Russia. Apply the tourniquet around his neck so his eyes bulge out. No more hacking, or he gets his pipeline from natural gas and oil from Siberia. Suddenly he has mysterious problems. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.